Now, the United States and Mexico agreed to overhaul the North American Free Trade Agreement known as NAFTA. The overhaul includes provisions on auto trade, tougher worker rights, and a provision to review the deal every 6 years. The arrangement was made without the presence of Canada, and that is the third signatory of the deal. Canada's foreign minister is due to travel to Washington on Tuesday to hold talks on the new terms. The spokeswoman for the foreign minister has said that Ottawa will only sign the document if it is in the interest of Canadians. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Canada with additional trade tariffs if it does not join the new agreement. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. James Fetzer, Professor Emeritus of University of Minnesota. Thank you very much once again, Mr. Fetzer. It's always nice to have you with us on Press TV now. What is your take on this recent development? What do you believe will be the future of NAFTA, and will Canada eventually come on board to sign the new deal?
There's no doubt about it. It was a bad deal. It was signed by Clinton into law. Russ Perot said at the time that giant sucking sound you hear is all those jobs moving south. It has gutted the industrial and manufacturing base of the United States. Donald Trump, due to his campaign promises, is renegotiating NAFTA now with Mexico and subsequently with Canada. This is a very positive development. This is a good thing.
So do you believe that Canada will eventually sign this agreement?
What he's doing is working up bilateral agreements on the one hand with Mexico now, Canada then. And yes, I'm sure they'll work out an agreement. Donald Trump actually negotiator and following through on his campaign promises, maybe the only president of my lifetime who's actually been following through on his campaign promises. The American economy is getting stronger. More Americans are getting back to work. The country is doing better. If it weren't for the problems with his foreign policy, which is dominated by the Zionists, including Bibi Netanyahu, I think we've praises of Donald Trump. But this is a good move for the domestic workers here in the United States. And I.
What about the Canadians and the Mexicans? Is it in their best interests also, or is Donald Trump only taking into account the interests of the Americans?
Well, this is a bilateral. I mean, the Mexican president was involved in the telephone calls that took place today. In fact, we have multiple representatives on both the United States and the Mexican side who were involved in the conference call today. Both parties appear to be satisfied with the agreements, and it's, I believe, going to be better for Mexico and for the United States. Major problems with NAFTA, and I think that Trump was completely right to want to undo NAFTA and redo it on an individual basis, as he has now done with Mexico and will do now with Canada.
But with all due respect, sir, if this is so good, why would Donald Trump have to threaten Canada to sign it and say that if they don't sign it, there's going to be additional tariffs? If it's a good thing, Canada will obviously be on board.
Well, I think it's a negotiating tactic. If you read his book, The Art of the Deal, Trump explains that it's a practice in negotiating that you take extreme positions in advance. I mean, just to get, Canada has a 300% tariff on dairy products from the United States. Now, as Trump has observed, that's not good for American farmers. It's obviously and I believe that, you know, you're going to find a meeting of minds with Canada, just as we have had a meeting of minds with Mexico. I believe in these negotiations that Trump is on the right side, however critical I may be of actions he's taken in the Middle East, where it seems to me he's fallen much too much under the influence of Bibi Netanyahu.
Thank you very much, Mr. James Fetzer from Madison, joining us. Our comments are always appreciated, sir, on Press TV.